Bill Marcus has been helping us out as far as covering this trial. And Bill, thank you for joining us. You have seen a lot of what most people have not in this trial, and that's a lot of what has been going on in this courtroom over the last little while. Give me an idea, as you can describe for our listeners, as we continue with our Fox News alert, about what you've seen, about the reactions, about the evidence. What have you seen, and what has struck you about what people have been reacting to in this trial?
Well, first of all, thank you very much, Grinnell. Good to speak to you and my good friend and colleague, Tanya, who's outside right now. I'm lucky enough to be inside. I've seen remarkable acts of grace. I've seen people who have lost limbs and lost children in process of grieving when they've testified about what has happened. Just like the city of Boston, where I've been living for the past almost a year now, I came up here to cover this trial. It seems to have been slowly but surely moving on. I mean, today is closure in that Jahar Sarnai was found guilty of all 30 counts. His defense had said he was guilty, and we at Fox News Radio and Fox TV said, had to say alleged or admitted. Well, now he is the Boston Marathon bomber, and now we can move beyond that point, and now we can go and decide where we all go from here. The people that I've seen as jurors when a long period, much longer than was expected, speaking about their moral struggles and their ethical struggles with issues such as the death penalty and where they stand. These are people that are taking their public service very, very seriously. And they consider this the highest honor and highest responsibility and civic duty.
Bill Marcus joining us from inside the Moakley Courthouse in Boston, Massachusetts. Bill, once again, I want to use your expertise in the fact that you are there in Boston and you constantly hear from people about their thoughts on this trial and their thoughts on Jahar Sarnai. Tell me what people have been saying to you, because given your presence in the media there, I'm sure there are people who walk up to you and give you sort of their thoughts and their takes on what's happening. What have they been telling you?
Well, the people in the courthouse, many of them will remain anonymous. And by the way, I'm not in the courthouse. I'm outside. If I say I'm inside the courthouse, they're going to take away my credentials.
Exactly.
I'm outside next to a very well-known coffee shop that's nice enough to give Fox News Radio, let us use its Wi-Fi. I'm hearing from people in the courthouse that surprised there weren't more people showing an interest in this case. A lot of the people from the public were sitting in the jury room watching on closed circuit TV on an overflow courtroom. And not as many as some of the folks who guard the building. That comment was made to me just a couple days ago. From the folks in the street, when I've done a couple of stories asking people, for example, when Chris Rock made his remarks, is it okay to laugh about this? You find two different Bostons. You find one Boston which says it's okay, free speech, you can laugh about anything. And then you go and talk to the hard hats. And they say, absolutely not, it's never okay. When I would go out to get reaction, do stories about how people felt about the upcoming perception of fairness about this trial, the same demographic would say to me, I'm all set, which was a very passive way of being dismissive. They simply just don't want to talk about it. It's a personal thing for many folks here. And they have moved beyond that. At the same time, there's a population that I'm familiar with, usually younger, usually more liberal, that's tired, they've told me, of Boston Strong. They consider it nationalistic, patriotic, and not in keeping with who they are. So depending on who you are, you're seeing this in a different way.
And that's an interesting take that you have on that, considering we are 1 week away from the two-year anniversary of this. And do you sense, or is there a sense of some kind of commemoration of the victims of this, or is Boston trying its best to really move on?
Well, you know, like all places, there's a public face and a private face. And what I'm relaying to you is what people are telling me in their kitchens and in their living rooms. there's a media face, which is, you know, we will, which reflects the public face, of course, the government face, which is that we're going to commemorate this and we're going to be Boston Strong and all the posters are up. And as a result, there's a great deal of public attention, as Tanya pointed out. I counted 18 cameras. There could be more out in front of the building right now. You know, all over the world is aware of this because we in America are saying that this is terrorism, and now the jury has said this is terrorism, and we as America were attacked by this young man and his brother.
Bill Marcus joining us from across the way at, and I want to be accurate about that, across the way from the Moakley Courthouse, where he has been following the process of this trial, along with our Tanya J. Powers of Fox News Radio, as this has indeed played out on the national and in many cases an international stage. Let's bring you back up to speed as to where we are right now. The counts have been read. The counts have been decided by this jury in the Johar Tsarnaev trial, and he has been found guilty on all 30 counts. All 30 counts against Johar Tsarnaev are guilty verdicts. 17 of those counts were capital charges, and that means by virtue of those guilty verdicts that this will move to a death penalty phase. And we are awaiting a reaction from outside the courthouse. There is a bank of microphones set up, and we are awaiting perhaps anyone who may want to come out. Perhaps they are attorneys, perhaps they are family members, to give their thoughts on what has happened here at this location at the Moakley Courthouse. I'm Grinnell Scott. We have been joined by Tanya J. Powers of Fox News Radio. We have been joined by Bill Marcus, who has been contributing to our coverage here on Fox News Radio, and also Dwayne Cates, who has been kind to stick around with us, a criminal defense attorney in this case, or not on in not in this case, but a criminal defense attorney who has been giving us his take on how this has played out over the last several weeks that this trial has gone on. Again, 30 counts against Johar Tsarnaev, all guilty verdicts. And let's bring back in Dwayne Cates as he gives us his expertise in this. And I know there are people who are probably coming in and out of our coverage and listening to exactly what has been happening as far as these verdicts being read. And I hate to ask you to repeat yourself, but tell me what happens as we go forward here.
Well, you know, he was found guilty on all 30 counts. 17 of them were death penalty counts, eligible counts, so, or capital counts. So at this point, they're going to reconvene in front of the jury. Now, they brought back the alternate jurors.
They brought back the original jurors because the original alternates also because, you know, there still may be a possibility that this could go a while and some could get sick, or so they need all the jurors back. They'll redo the they'll start the penalty phase, and the prosecution will put on a case for the death penalty, and the defense will put on all the mitigation they can muster, and they'll see how it goes.
Dwayne Cates, they're joining us with his expertise in this, in the proceedings and how this is playing out in Boston. Bill Marcus also along with us from outside the Moakley Courthouse. Bill, give me your thoughts as you have covered this, and you talked about what people have been saying to you. Is there a sense, and I hate to infringe on your objectivity, but being there in Boston, is there a sense that even in your mind that there is some closure that is happening at this point?
Yeah, now there's a sense of, say it again, please. What was the question?
Well, do you sense, even for yourself, having been and lived in Boston and been close to this story, do you sense any kind of closure that is happening, or the closure
slowly,
that is starting to happen?
Slowly but surely. Slowly but surely is the answer. This is not a state that goes for the death penalty, so don't be surprised if the verdict is life in prison.